At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Matt Jones jumping center for Mountain Home and for Harrison. Looks like Colby Stone will try to win the tip. Both teams out on the floor, and we are about ready to get this boys game underway. And here we go. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Here is Gilbert into the front court, throwing it over on the right side to Crawford. Down a low block to Jones. He's going to put up the layup, and it goes in. And Mountain Home strikes first as Matt Jones gets his first 2 points of the night. We are 20 seconds into this contest. 2-0 Mountain Home leading it. Here is Elliott with it up the top. Throws over on the right side to McQuestion. Finds a cutting Stone going down to the low block. Back to McQuestion. He's going to put up the jumper. Misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline, throws over on the left side to Harris. Finds Jones cutting towards the paint. Now finds Tabor cutting, going into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Dawson Tabor with his first 2 points. Mountain Home quickly up 4-0, 7-10 left in this opening period. Here's Edwards with it, throwing it to McQuestion. I'm sorry, to Stone, that is. And over on the right side goes to Edwards. He's going to put up the three-pointer, misses everything, but McQuestion was right there for the perfect position to get the ball and put it up and in. And it was just a stop of play as Wyatt Gilbert needs to tie his shoe. So Colter McQuestion puts Harrison on the board. 4-2 our score. Mountain Home leading it with 6:52 left to play in this opening period. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Harrison in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Harris on the left side. Up top to Tabor. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Tabor's going to dribble toward the right side. Loses the handle of the ball, but Gilbert's able to keep possession for Mountain Home. Gilbert has it on the right side. To Tabor in near the corner. Finds Jones by himself all in the lane for the easy layup. Good. Matt Jones with 4 points. 6-2 Mountain Home on top. 6:20 left in the opening quarter. Here is Elliott throwing it to Edwards on the right side. Now it goes up top to Bonds. Over on the left side to Stone. Up top to Edwards. Edwards going down into lane. Loses the handle of the ball, but he's going to draw a little contact. And it's not going to be Harrison inbound the ball on the baseline with 6:08 left to play in the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the reach in. Elliott inbounds up to the top to Edwards. Now gives it to Elliott. Elliott's going to, well, he's about to put up the shot, but an offensive foul away from the ball. I guess an illegal screen. I didn't catch it myself. That is on Bryce Bonds, his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home, against Harrison, that is. And that is their first turnover of the night. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 6-2. Here is Gilbert throwing it over to Harris on the left side. Now to Jones, just outside the lane. Now he's going into the paint, going up for another layup, but he's going to be called for the offensive foul. They said he used his forearm a little too much. That is Matt Jones' first personal foul, team foul number two against Mount Sonoma, and that's their first turnover of the night. 5:46 left to play in the first quarter. Matt Harrison gets the ball back, trailing by four. Here is Elliott into the front court. Throws it on the right side to Bonds. Bonds rolls up to the top. Now gives over the right side to McQuestion. Now up top to Bonds. Bonds going down into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass. It rolls around, will not go. Edwards gets the offense rebound. He goes out to the right corner, thought about three. Now kicks out to McQuestion in the wing. Now Edwards has it there on the wing. Throws it up top to Elliott. Elliott's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup, and reach in foul is going to be called. Are they going to call it on the floor? No, they're going to call it on the shot. 5:15 left to play in the first quarter as Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Mount Sonoma, and Ben Elliott will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight for Harrison. First free throw for Elliott is up and in. That's his first point of the evening. So one more free throw coming up for Ben Elliott. Second shot for Elliott is up, and he gets both. 6-4, Mount Sonoma leading it. 5:15, let's play in the first quarter. Gilbert will take the inbound pass from Harrison, walking into the front court. Gilbert across the timeline, throws over to Harrison on the left side. Finds cutting Jones going into the lane for the reverse layup. Good! Matt Jones with 6 points already in this game. 8-4, the Bombers leading it with 4:50 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Stone. He's got near the corner, now up top to Edwards. Edwards is going to have the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Crawford. That is Harrison's second turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert into the front court, going into the lane. Now has the ball knocked away, and he's going to draw a little contact. They're going to call that on the shot? I believe they are. 4:34 left to play in the first quarter as Wyatt Gilbert goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Ben Elliott picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Goblins here in the first half. So Gilbert will shoot Mount Sonoma's first free throw attempts of the night. I don't think Stoller's crazy about the fact that they called that foul on the shot. I think he wants it on the floor, but it's not an argument. He's going to win. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. So that's his first point of the evening. So one more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot for Gilbert is up and good. He gets both. He now has 2 points. 10-4 at Mount Sonoma leading it. A little over 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Edwards into the front court. Throws it over on the left side to Stone. Down to Bonds in the corner. Now Elliott has it there on the wing. Elliott's going to go down lane. Lane has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it's off Elliott. And it's going to be Mount Sonoma's best ball on Harrison's third turnover of the night. Goblins bringing in several subs already. Logan Plumlee, a 6'2 sophomore, Abe Glidewell, a 6-foot sophomore, and their other sub was Gatlin James, a 6'2 sophomore. Dawson Tabor is going to take a seat for Mount Sonoma as he's replaced by Jake McGee, a 6'1 junior. So Mount Sonoma with the ball leading by six. 10-4 is our score. Gilbert throws it to Harris on the right side. Now goes up top to Crawford. Crawford will dribble to the right wing. Throws it up top to Jones. Jones is going to dribble down into lane, going up for a layup. Will not go. Are they going to call that? No, they're going to call that on the shot. I thought that might have been before the basket, but before the shot attempt, but they're going to say nope. It was during. Abe Glidewell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Harrison. So it will be two shots for Matt Jones. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night. First shot is up and in. Well, he's already off to a great start. He already has 7 points as we are just about 4 minutes into this contest. 3:59 left on the clock as Jones has one more free throw. Second shot is up, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Harrison. 11-4, Mount Sonoma leading it. Here is Edwards with it up the top. Throws over on the left side to Glidewell. Now ball goes back up top to Elliott. Over on the left side to Edwards. Edwards takes the screen, drills towards the free throw line. Now goes back up between the circles. Over on the left side, it goes to James, who's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. And back on the Bombers. Gilbert throws it to the front court to Harris. He has it on the left wing. He's going to throw it down to McGee in the corner. Now Jones has it on the wing. Back to McGee. Now Crawford has it. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer near the top. Good! Abe Crawford with his first 3 points of the night, and David Stoller says enough. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 3:16 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 14-4. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Well, a great start for Mountain Home in this game. 3:16 left to play in the first quarter as they have a double-digit lead, 14-4. Here is Elliott into the front court for the Goblins. Throws over on the right side to Glidewell. Glidewell drills toward the free throw line, throws up top to Elliott. Elliott's going to go down in the lane. Now kicks out in the right corner. James. James is going to go down toward the lane, pull up for the jumper. Will not go. Had a good look, just wouldn't fall, and the rebound controlled by Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Harris on the left side. Finds cutting Jones at the low block. Now McGee cuts. Now he throws it to Gilbert in the right wing. Now goes over to Satch Harris on the left side for the three-pointer. Good! Satch Harris with his first 3 points, 17-4. Mountain Home leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left to play in this opening period. Ball goes up top to Elliott. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer to try to answer, and he gets it. That's been Elliott's first field goal of the night. He now has 5 points, 17-7, back to a 10-point margin. Mountain Home with the ball in the lead, 2:15 left in the first quarter. Here's Harris going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Jones on the right wing. Jones is going down into the lane, has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Harrison. Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. Back quickly comes Edwards. He's going to go towards the lane. He's going to draw a contact going up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 2:03 left to play in the first quarter. Jake McGee picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Bombers here in the first half. So Ethan Edwards at the free throw line for the first time tonight. His first shot is up and in. That's his first point of the evening. It's back to a single-digit margin now. Second shot for Edwards will not go, and Matt Jones is fouled on the rebound. That is going to be on Abe Glidewell, his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Harrison here in the first half. 2 minutes left to play in the opening period as Mountain Home has the ball leading 17-8. Gilbert drills down to the right corner, throws it up top to McGee. Now Crawford has that is Crawford on the right side. His pass to Jones. Jones mishandles it. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Harrison will get it back on the unforced turnover. 1:47 left to play in the first quarter. Harrison with the ball, Mountain Home with a 9-point lead. Elliott has it in the front court. He'll take the screen. Now he's going to pull up for another 3-pointer. This one will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. 17-8, Mountain Home leading it. Harris has it on the right side. Finds McGee cutting at the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Edwards. He's quickly back the other way for Harrison. Edwards going down into lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. Back quickly comes Wyatt Gilbert for Mountain Home. Almost has the ball knocked away. Now he does lose the handle of the ball. Goes out of bounds. It will be last touch by Harrison, fortunately for Mountain Home. And so the Bombers will inbound it on the far sideline with 1:01 left in the first quarter. 17-8, Bombers with the ball and the lead. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. He drills to the right side. Throws it to Jones just outside the lane. Now he loses the handle of the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Another unforced turnover as Harrison will get it back with 49.7 seconds left in the first quarter. 17-8, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Edwards across the timeline for the Goblins. Dawson Tabor will check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. Ball goes on the right side to Glidewell. His pass to Plumlee, dangerous one, but Harrison is able to get. Now going into the lane for the layup is Gatlin James. Good. His first 2 points of the night. 17-10, Mountain Home leading it. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert across the timeline, and I think Mount Tom will probably hold for the last shot of the period. Gilbert dribbling very near the half-court stripe. 10 seconds. Now they start to call play. 5 seconds left. They're going to have to make a move soon. Gilbert's going to pull up on the right wing for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Harrison gets the rebound, but they're not going to get the shot off to end the quarter. So we have played 8 minutes so far. Our score at the end of one. Here at Mountain Home leading Harrison 17-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.